Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills News with a UK twist. And it was not the fairy tale story that that most Bills fans wanted, but the run is over and the beard for me is gone. Zip. As we fell heroically, unheroically, inspiring, you make the words, in the division, the championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Matt here, Alex here. Alex, how are you feeling about the result?
I am struggling. I don't know what to say, how to say it. I don't know if my takes are dumb or if they're smart, if they're on point. You'll see a lot of people on the internet, and this is why our ratio is the way it is in terms of followers and following. A lot of people have a lot of really bad takes about what happened with the game. And mm-hmm. I really struggle here because I've mentioned this before. You can be critical, but don't be cynical. I am having a hard time drawing that line right now. So the first thing I want to talk about, though, just a quick comment, going back to a statement I made a few shows ago, like, you know, why doesn't the Premier League have playoffs? Right now, I can see the merit of being happy with a second or third place finish in the Premier League because you didn't lose anything.
Yeah.
You earned that table spot.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we lost something, and AFC champion runner-up doesn't feel like fucking anything. This whole season, everything, torching all those top 10 defenses, to lose the way we did against an average defense is embarrassing. And I don't want to call out Dable or Allen's performance because who am I? I'm not a coach. I'm not a player. But what they've put on the field all season to look as bad as they did.
Yeah.
I can't help but be mad, and I need to be mad at someone. We didn't earn a touchdown until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, yeah, no, we scored a touchdown earlier, but yeah, that was before the
That was the muff punt. That doesn't count. Yeah. That doesn't count to me. You didn't earn that.
Mm.
That was a lucky one. You kicked two field goals.
Yeah.
You got to put up 40 against the Chiefs. What are you kicking field goals for?
No, exactly. I mean, that's the thing that that really got me, and that's really got me angry. I mean, you went for the fourth and short or fourth and eight or something like that in the first quarter when the first drive.
Oh, yeah. It was like fourth and two or three. Yeah.
Something like that. And converted it. And yet, your fourth and goal at the four six or something like that, and you kick a field goal. You think with McDermott being that aggressive play calling and aggressive nature that he had during the season, you would actually look to actually go for the fourth down, especially if you're in the red zone. Because I mean, you're in the red zone. Okay, you lose it. you may or may not give up plays on there, but it's anything's better than actually kicking a field goal, then letting the Chiefs extend. So every time you score a field goal to bring it back, you're then giving an open invitation to the Chiefs to extend it. That field goal will not keep covering, and then it gets to a point where it starts becoming out of sight, forcing us to actually throw more. And obviously that costly interception after we recovered that onside kick, that really cost the
The interception game. Happened before the onside kick.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it happened after. Okay.
Because here, I'm going to admit something right now. I thought about not saying this, but I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening to this is going to be very, very mad at me. I stopped watching after the interception. I went to bed.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I was so angry. We were playing so poorly on offense and on defense. And, you know, we're close-ish. We need to score, stop, score to tie the game. And then that interception happened on a forced pass. I mean, how have these wide receivers not get open all game long? How did Dable not draw something up to get these guys open?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, we know with Beasley's injury, we know Davis wasn't help. I mean, he wasn't 100%. Why not just play Stills? At least he has fresh legs.
My gripe. Okay, that was.
But I mean, Let's go back to that. The talk about field goals, though. The first one I understand, because really? you have a lead. Your defense stopped them already. You know, the Chiefs' first drive was a 3-and-out, right? So it's close enough and it's early enough where 3 points is okay. But on the second one, you're getting beaten and you can see that you can't stop them. So what does three get you? I'll excuse the first one, but not the second one. And I mean, there's just... We got to the AFC Championship game. I am so happy and proud, and I love this team and everything that they did. But to put that on the field against that type of opponent, the pride is like it leaves me, and I just get fueled with all of this rage and anger. And I've been trying to calm myself down, but I've been miserable the last 2 days. I just can't wrap my mind around. I mean, it score wise, it didn't look like it, but every instance of that game felt like a blowout.
Yeah.
And it was. Like I said, we didn't score an earned a touchdown drive until the fourth quarter. We stopped. We made them punt once. I mean, so what do you think it was? I mean, Did Dable have that, like, you know, we criticized him a lot last year. It seems like he created a game plan that we didn't use all season, which was, you know, work in the flats. You know, we were a vertical passing attack and there wasn't any of that. Guys just weren't getting open. So what happened? I mean, Beasley's hobbled, Davis is hobbled, Brown looked hobbled as well. So if Diggs is your only healthy receiver, trying to create space, he can't because he's getting double covered. You know, is the Chiefs defense really doing something that we haven't seen all season? Absolutely not. There's no way a team can do something in the championship game that no one else has done to us all season long.
Yeah, no, I mean,
did Allen have jitters? Seeing disguised coverages. I don't want to blame Allen. He had a few misses. So there's a little bit of, was he rattled? I don't want to say that because he hasn't been all season. We've played so many big games and he's risen to the occasion. I just think that, and I hate to make excuses for this team because, you know, they're the ones who play and they lost, but to make an excuse would be maybe just we were too injured.
Then again, it's a case that, and I've been clamoring for it, they didn't release McKenzie more. He had one or two on there. I say he would have been the X factor on there.
But we don't even do good at that, really. We really don't. Look at what Kansas City did all game. They were moving. They were motioning. They were disguising. They were misdirecting. They didn't do anything out of the ordinary. They, you know, they did their best game plan. They did what they did. They played to their strength. They didn't. All right, so this is what the Bills do on defense. Let's attack them this different way. They didn't do that. They threw it to Hill and Kelsey a billion times underneath and got yak yards. And Hardman got yak yards. And, you know, we didn't get much of that. I mean, this offense wasn't rolling until I went to sleep.
Maybe you should have gone to sleep for the whole game. Maybe you would have actually. No, I'm joking. They went conservative. That was the issue. You had it built up on there. It should have been aggressive versus aggressive. This should have been a game where both teams scored 30 odd points per game. Obviously, the Chiefs did. We didn't. But I think it is lack of conservative. I mean, he tried so many downfield passes. I understand why he actually wanted to do it and actually do a few more deep field passes to try and open it up. But
almost interception to Brown early on was just, I mean, I fear to say that this was 2018/2019 Allen. It was kind of old Allen. There was, you know, I mean, those sacks, 53 yards lost on sacks.
Yeah, that's the thing that really pissed me off with that. And if I could, I would have actually been chucking stuff at the TV, but we've just bought a brand new TV, so it wouldn't have been a good idea to chuck anything on it. But yeah, he has to learn that. He has to learn big time, because
that's going to be one of those things. That's
just throwing it away.
Yeah, that's the next step for him is like damage management. Almost, you know. So you know, we've seen what a motivated Allen can do in an off season. Let's hope that you know the next step is now taken.
Yeah, I want to go back. Obviously, with the conservative play calling and all that, it wasn't just on offense; it was on defense as well.
God, they're playing. Defense,
they played off so many times so they could get that yak. I mean, playing 5 to 10 yards off the receiver is going to allow more yak yards. If they're playing like 3 to 5 yards off of off man, then that's probably going to be a little bit more manageable, because you're going to have the ability to either drop down a little bit more or closing quite quickly. You don't want to be like pretty much dead on top of them, especially with Hill, Hardman, and to an extent Kelsey. But having yourself 10 yards off, letting them have all the opportunity, and you know Mahomes can get rid of that ball quickly.
I mean, that's what you have your safeties for.
Yeah.
Let your DBs, let your cornerbacks cover the guys. You know, I mean, there was no adjustments. There was a friend of mine on Facebook who I trust his and I respect his opinion. He said there was no creativity.
No,
on either side of the ball, there was no creativity.
No,
it's essentially playing a game of Madden and just playing Tampa 2 all game long.
Mm.
Yeah. The computer can beat you if you do that, for God's sakes.
No, exactly. I mean, it's something that obviously they're going to need to work on, and it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on the Houston Texans, because they apparently have scheduled a second interview with Leslie Frazier on there. So it depends.
Can I email their owner and just ask him, hey, Leslie, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Get back to me on that.
But no, it's because if he goes, and obviously it's who do they bring in, and are they going to go for that? It most likely be internal when there's some really good young.
But I'm not about to blame Leslie Frazier 100% because you have a head coach who can call his defensive coordinator and say, hey, let's change it up.
Oh, yeah. No, at no point in there was I actually going to blame Leslie Frazier.
I mean, there needs to be a little bit. Because he helped draw up the defense.
Yeah. I'm saying the way I said watch out for the Texans is because obviously they're going to potentially have to they could potentially get younger in that defensive coordinator, and then maybe a bit more exciting, a bit more exotic, if you would call it, plays to what potentially Frazier would actually call, because Frazier's still that old school type of defensive coordinator, because he's been doing it for that long. That, and if they're going internal with an upcomer, we may get a little bit more exotic plays on there.
I mean, but the one thing, even keep Leslie Frazier if he doesn't get the Texans job, would you want to let him go?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't let any of the coordinators go.
No, I mean, I'm not about to call for Dable's job. Yeah. No, but we talked all season about the drop that this defense had from last year to this year, and then what happened in this game. I think it's time for some fresh ideas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything I say right now, I hate, because I'm being so critical. We were in the AFC Championship game. Everyone listening, please comment to us on Twitter after you're done listening to the show. Tell me if I'm overreacting. But I didn't see a goddamn good thing during the game. Not a single thing.
No.
Singletary's done with this team, right?
I don't think he's not a number one.
You're telling me, Brian Daboll, you're telling me, with how many times I saw TJ Yeldon and Lee Smith on the field, that was what you think could beat the Chiefs? How many times did you see Lee Smith and TJ Yeldon on the field? That's how we're going to do this?
Yeah.
That's how you're going to score 40 points?
Yeah. I would say even like Derrick Henry, McCaffrey probably struggle behind that offensive line at the moment with the run in the run game. Let me just grab it up from my phone. In run block, win rate, for the O-line rankings, the Bills were 29th out of 32.
I mean, they're so good at pass protection. Bad at run blocking. That's so frustrating.
Pass block, they were 4th out of 32.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's why
That's why I kind of think that Singletary, and I say it's probably going to be an opinion that's going to divide people, may not be that number one back. But it depends also on this O-line if we get the run game going. I'm willing to if they get a run game going next year, and Singletary and to a lesser extent Moss aren't putting up their 800, 900 yards, then I will say then they're both of them are probably not going to be a number one back, and that's something we need to look into.
Well, but you saw end of the year they liked Moss a lot more.
Yeah,
it's just with a third round pick, man, that could be defensive line. I mean, that could be, you know, secondary help, you know?
I mean, that's another thing we've got to worry about Frazier to the Texans. If he does go, the Bills are going to get a compensatory third round pick this year.
Yeah.
On there. And so that's going to help us out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to go back to the field goal and the conservative play calling on there. I mean, you're saying you could understand at least the first one. You had, 11 seconds to go, and you were at the 2-yard line. You could actually rush that. You could have actually been a bit more aggressive on there. Okay, it was fourth down. We probably would have been, obviously 3 points down from there. But, and then on, went well,
the,
for another
the first long... one, the first field goal, Tyler Bass, 51-yard field goal, that was fourth and three from Kansas City's 33. That one I will excuse.
Yeah, the second one, just before the half, was actually at the KC's 2-yard line, 20-yard field goal. The third one, after a 67-yard drive, was fourth and three at the KC's 8-yard line. Mm-hmm. So twice we were in that red zone. That's what really pissed me off about it. On there, the first one I will kind of excuse because it was a little bit further out on fourth down. We probably wouldn't have got it. the other field goal towards the end. What were they? They were at the 33 after going back from the having all those penalties, or after the sack, you know, take the penalties on there. So I kind of get that one on fourth down.
But you do not go into halftime feeling good about a field goal.
Exactly.
Kansas City just put up 21 points on you, and you kick a field goal.
Exactly.
From the two-yard line.
That's why I hate it. And the whole game they were playing conservative. That's where this is supposed to be the game where you bring, even if it doesn't come off, you bring out the
everything. Bring out everything. Every little trick, yeah. Every little hidden play. But here's the thing, and Josh Allen said this in his presser, and this is almost more important. They didn't score on the first three plays.
No.
So that's also, like, don't put your coach in that situation. First down, TJ Yeldon, 4 yards. Incomplete pass, then complete to Knox for 2 yards. I mean, you're telling me you don't have anything to score a touchdown against the worst-ranked team defense in the red zone?
Yeah.
No, Kansas exactly. City's got the worst red zone defense on the season. You're going to tell me you didn't watch any tape on how teams attack them in the red zone? Come on.
But it's just it's over. It's something that was said on Good Morning Football when Carl Brown actually put it there. They've got to now plan this offseason pretty much a game plan to take out Mahomes, because he is going to run that the AFC. Him and the Chiefs are probably going to run the AFC for the next, or be the top dog, so to speak, for the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, so I mean, you say that. It's easy to say that when you've been surrounded by Brady and the Patriots for so long. But look at the NFC. Rodgers has won one NFC championship. Breeze has won one NFC championship. You know, it's more of a revolving door than we're used to. It's just that we're so used to Brady. You know, the Chiefs are going to lose pieces here and there along the lines. So maybe they'll be back next year, but it's not going to be this long thing. I mean, how amazing Breeze and Rodgers have been. Rodgers had an 8-7-1 season before. Breeze has had a losing season before. It's so hard to keep a team together. So even if it's Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey, they're going to lose pieces on their defense. You know, they're going to lose that wide receiver too, that might not be able to keep their offense balanced. We're all talking about how we're going to be back. Are you so sure? Nothing is guaranteed in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Nothing's
if Deshaun Watson comes to the Jets, if Matt Stafford goes to the Patriots, who even says we win the division next year?
Me.
When you get this close, when you look this good, you have to look better than that.
I mean, next year, the Chiefs are going to be $18, $19 million over the salary cap. So, yeah they're probably going to shave one off there. But they're returning. Okay, I don't know why we're talking about what the Chiefs are going to be doing in the end.
You said that they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah. So,
my blanket statement is,
yeah,
maybe, but anything can happen. You know, I want to believe that both the Bills and the Chiefs probably can do this again next year because they're young. But the Chiefs have to do some cap stuff. We have to do some cap stuff too, but this isn't an off-season show. We're talking about the AFC Championship game in specific. And I just want to know. I mean, I wish we could take callers. Am I crazy? I want someone to tell me, Alex, shut up, you're crazy. We didn't look that bad. You know, this is an amazing team. And I know that this is an amazing team, but man, they didn't look like it.
Shame I just can't put you on when I do the editing, just stick you on mute and just hear me talk. And then again, that's going to be a boring show because. But no, I think everyone has their own opinions. Everyone has their own reasons for it. I mean, we may not read, people may now actually, when they hear this, actually message you personally or put on there just saying, just go to hell, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, fuck off, let Matt do all the work.
All right, fine then. I'll channel all of my opinions into questions so I can get your opinion on this. Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
On defense, we have Jerry Hughes, Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. That's six really good players, right?
Yeah.
Are you telling me that our coaching staff didn't trust them to make plays against Kansas City? That they played such a vanilla, soft defense? You didn't trust them, so you had them play back. You know, you didn't blitz because you didn't trust that we would get to Mahomes. At a certain point, I feel like a coaching staff needs to trust their players. That's why I say go for it on fourth down when you're that close. That's why I say play an aggressive defense. Trust your skill players. And I think we overcoached it. I don't think the players had jitters. I think the coaches did.
Yeah. I mean, tackling, I'm putting on that list. That's the player's fault. There were so many times they should have actually tackled properly, but they missed it, which obviously gained more yak yards.
That's been a big issue all season.
But
that's Tyreek Hill, though. I mean, who's stopping him? Hardman, end around. Who's stopping that?
It didn't. Kelsey broke a fair few tackles. Clyde Edwards-Helaire broke a fair few tackles.
Yeah.
I think Byron Pringle even broke tackles. There were so many broken tackles there. Damian Williams, their other running back, he broke tackles. This is from a McDermott defense and McDermott himself, who prides himself on tackling, and we just slipped at the wrong moment, didn't do the right technique, and they gained those yards. That is the one criticism I'm going to have on the players, or at least on the defense in this game. Well, one of the two, actually, the coverage and the tackling. They're kind of on the defense. The marking, probably not as much, because obviously it's a scheme on there. But the two crucial elements, when you've got an offense like this, like the Kansas City team, you've got to be perfect. I talked about this on a podcast on Saturday. We needed to play the complete game to actually win this, win the championship. I did not see, bar special teams, okay, bar that one extra point miss, which, to be honest, didn't really make too much of a difference at the end of the day. The only thing
we also had one kickoff that was short that they were able to run back to like their own 40, and that was frustrating.
Yeah, but that was probably, I think the special teams probably was a little bit of the better one with the opportunities they actually had, but we did not play that big complete game, and that's something that they need to focus on in the off season, is get that play, get that working, and come up, be a bit more inventive now. Hopefully this year, and we'll talk about this in the off season, all that, they'll actually get a bit more of a training camp. Before training camp, they may get a few preseason games. Hopefully, fingers crossed. They've seen how it works with the off season. They may have one or two with the preseason game.
But I mean, I can't say that an off season would have affected what happens in a championship game. Though they've had all season to get this sorted.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the lack of off-season was the contributing factor. I'm just saying that going forward for next year, having a bit more of the off-season, actually, and obviously some preseason games, will give them a little bit more opportunity to try new things without having to actually put them into a meaningful game. Actually,
we played the Jets twice. You can try out your different things then. You know?
Yeah.
The Jets games are preseason games. But, I mean, here's the thing about trusting your players. Hill had 9 catches on 11 targets. Kelsey had 13 catches on 15 targets. No one else had more than 5.
Yeah.
The Chiefs trusted their playmakers, and they came through. And also, at the same time, how did we not trust our defensive playmakers to stop those two guys? It's White on Hill with safety help. It's Milano on Kelsey with a chip off the line. Roma was saying it all day, chip Kelsey off the line. We weren't able to stop their bread and butter, and that's what you're supposed to be able to do. Take one of them away, and we couldn't do that.
That puts it on the the coaches. That's the coaches' thing. When I can't specifically blame the players for that reason. They're going by what the play is that's been called by Frazier or McDermott, whichever one's actually calling the play on. But it's definitely something that we're going to need to work on. I mean, the game's done and dusted. Now there's going to be inquiries. Well, it sounds like I'm actually.
What are you suing them?
No, I'm thinking like a Premiership manager that's actually that's lost against a third division team. There's going to be inquiries about how we had a poor performance. But
yeah.
In essence, there's going to be a lot of film studying and work to actually to get back and this next year get us our ranks on defense a lot higher than the middle of the range.
But that's the thing, the Chiefs have a middle of the range defense. They just had a better game plan. And I do like the point that you just made. We didn't play a tier three team, you know, a D3 team. We played the best team in the AFC. So, but you're supposed to hang with them, you know?
Yeah.
If one plays two, it's supposed to look better than that.
And
I mean, you look at the earlier game, five played one and five played like five at times. Brady had three interceptions, but man, Tampa Bay's defense really stood up. It's like, you know, did McDermott watch that earlier game and saw Green Bay kick that field goal and McDermott was like, yeah, we could do that. That looks good.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, It's definitely something. I mean, we can go on and on and on about it.
Because look back at Kansas City's, you know, beginning of their dynasty. They lost 2 years ago to New England in the AFC Championship game that they hosted, but they lost in overtime. It was close. This didn't feel like it at all.
Oh no! I agree.
I got called a fraud on Twitter by a Chiefs fan, and I don't really have a response. Because no matter how good we looked during the regular season, this mattered more than anything.
Yeah.
And the last thing I have to say is, I mean, we talked about Singletary earlier, but Josh Allen cannot lead this team in rushing.
Yeah. No, it's
But who do you get rid of on the O-line? You can't get rid of Dawkins. You can't get rid of Feliciano. You can't get rid of Morse. Ford's coming back. And you can't get rid of Darrell Williams. You have to re-sign him. So what do you do?
It depends on obviously how of the cap space and all that. That's the one you've got. We need to worry about a little bit more because the cap. I mean, who is it? And again, we'll talk about this a lot more in the off-season show. But just looking down the list, the free agency on the O-lines, and Seki Feliciano, Winters, Williams. You've also got Isaiah McKenzie on the being a free agent, Levi Wallace, Matt Milano, Andre Roberts. So you've got quite a few on
there. We're estimated to be $5 million over the cap next season.
Yeah, so we're six million under it at the moment.
My overthecap.com says we're 1.2 under.
Really?
Yeah. But you know, there's probably a bunch of different ways to look at that.
We don't know what the salary.
It doesn't matter right now. It doesn't matter right now. Yeah. We're just talking about this game, and I mean, I'm still wearing my Bills hat, my T-shirts out in public. I'm not afraid to say I'm a Bills fan. I'm not hiding it. I'm ready to take a break. I'm very ready to take a break, but I'm still proud of this team overall, and I will forever say that I'm a Bills fan, and there's nothing to defend in the game. It's like, yeah, we didn't do our best. That's what I'll tell anybody who talks to me about the game. But if anybody does want to talk to me about the game, don't, please. This is the last I want to talk about it.
Well, I mean, it's this year has really, really seen what the Bills can do. There's some tweaks. Yeah. There's some things that we can look to do better and look to emulate. But
we didn't expect this at the beginning of the season, so this was a welcomed treat.
Yeah. So I mean, for you, obviously, you're going to take taking some break from actual games and all that. For me, it's just beginning with the draft and all that. But
yeah, I'll start that in like March.
I might get some guests on to talk with me through it. But no, it's good that we've had that season. We've got somewhere where we shouldn't have, where we didn't think we would be. To be honest, if you told me you're going to win the AFC East, you're going to get to the division championship and lose to Kansas City at the beginning of the season, I would actually tell you to rip my arm off. I'd rip my arm off for that, because I know that's just shown how well we've actually gone through. I mean, if we got to the Super Bowl with the off in the air and they said Super Bowl, I'd probably just.
Yeah, well, you're already missing a leg, so maybe don't offer up any more body parts. All right.
But no, I mean, it's, as you say, it's something that I think most of us probably didn't expect at the beginning of the season. I'm talking about the beginning of the season. I'm not talking after the bye week and all that. I'm talking at the beginning of the season. Honestly, can anyone out there, and you could tweet me about it, can anyone actually out there say that beginning of the season,
Super Bowl or bust? No one would have said that.
13, you'd be 13-3. You'd be 13-3. You'd win the AFC East and you'd go to the championship game. I have a bet that the majority of them actually didn't think they would get that far. But now
we're Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
There's now, a lot of stress coming.
so now we know we can do that. Now we're going to be under the microscope, under the scrutiny now for it. And it's how this team can react. I mean, you saw Diggs at the end of the championship game when the Chiefs were celebrating. He was out there on his own watching it. You see how these players reacted on Twitter and all that, saying, we'll be back. We'll come back better and stronger. You hear what Josh Allen says in his press conferences. You can see that this team is here for the long haul. And they know now that the expectation of them is going to be a lot more harder and a lot more spotlight shone on them that they have got to improve. And it's not just the players, it's the coaching as well. And if the ball has been mentioned so many times this year, and obviously didn't get a head coaching job, but he's going to be under the spotlight a lot more. So this is a case for him to showcase his talents. If Frazier doesn't get the Texans job, you know he's probably going to have a fire underneath his belly if he wants another shot. So it's
all right. Your season recapping.
Yeah, I know, but we'll save that.
I'm just saying
that's what we're going to be under for next year.
Yeah, I know, and you know what? I mean, you got to welcome it. You know, you get to this point, you get to this game, and you have that showing. Next season, it's all about proving everyone wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Because here's the thing, and Josh Allen also said the most important thing is we don't want to be the Chiefs; we want to be the best version of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? I want, don't answer that question. I want everybody that's listening to comment on Facebook or Twitter to answer this question. What does the best version of the Bills look like for next season?
Yeah, no, that's good. So I'll stick that on Twitter to respond to the, respond Twitter, Facebook, at UKBill_Bills, at RWBB_podcast, Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook, on YouTube. Just get your comments in, get anything you want to ask, any questions that you want that Alex has actually mentioned, you want to respond to, give them a bit of shit about, possibly. Just get online, subscribe, follow, share with word of mouth and all that. And we're going to be having an interesting off season. We're going to have interest draft and all that. So it's going to be something that's looking good for the future. And we're going to have so much fun discussing that. So Alex, if you want to sign off with anything else.
That's all.
So for Alex. This is Matt saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening, subscribing, following, and until next time, it's go Bills.
Go Bills.
Not us. You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work. No. Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.